surprise presidential trip to Ukraine. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. President Biden today made an unannounced visit to Kyiv, Ukraine, meeting with President Volodymyr Zelensky ahead of this week's one-year mark of Russia's invasion.
But Russia's aim was to wipe Ukraine off the map. Putin's war of conquest is failing.
The president reassuring Ukraine of continued American and allied support.
Democracy stands. The American stands with you, and the world stands with you.
The president also announcing an additional $500 million in U.S. military aid for Ukraine's defense. President Biden scheduled to meet with Polish President Duda in Warsaw, Poland tomorrow, along with other Eastern European leaders. U.S. officials say they're closely monitoring reports that China is considering sending Russia military aid to help that country's invasion of Ukraine.
China is getting ready to send its top foreign diplomat to Russia. Wang Yi is set to be in Moscow this week on the heels of that private meeting with Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Munich over the weekend. Now, Blinken says there is growing evidence to suggest that China is considering sending lethal aid to Russia. He says he warned his Chinese counterpart that there would be serious consequences if that were to happen.
Fox's Aisha Hosni at the White House. A group of East Palestine, Ohio residents have hired a law firm to represent them in the weeks following a hazardous train derailment in that state.
They need to know what they can do to protect themselves and be able to make sure that they're not continuing to put themselves in danger by simply living in their homes.
Attorney Gary Caroto, Ohio Governor Mike DeWine claims chemicals in the Ohio River have dissipated. As complaints about health issues persist, the state says they do plan to open a medical clinic. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Last week, a Georgia grand jury's report found no signs of election fraud in the state during the 2020 presidential election, but did indicate some who testified may have lied. One Republican senator says he's not one of them.
The report recommended that those who the grand jury believed committed perjury during the investigation should be prosecuted. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham was one who was called to testify and said on ABC's This Week, he's not worried.
No concerns about my testimony. The grand jury analysis that there was no widespread fraud in Georgia. I agree with that.
Graham also defended his phone call to Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, saying he did so to aid his decision as a senator to validate the election. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
After street racers took over an intersection in Austin, Texas, city leaders there are shining a light on the police department's recruitment struggles.
In between the street racing, spinning in circles and blocking traffic, people were shooting off fireworks, even at police cars. A crowd swarming and forcing a patrol car back. One officer injured. Several police cars were damaged. The police department is understaffed, from officers on the streets to 911 operators. They also had to lower minimum job requirements just to fill an unprecedented number of job openings. In 2020, the Austin City Council voted to slash the police budget during the Defund the Police movement by $150 million. The police budget was reinstated in 2021, but not before officers had left in mass.
Fox's Lauren Blanchard. North Korea fired two short-range ballistic missiles in its second weapons test in 3 days. Today's firings drew quick condemnation from its rivals and prompted Tokyo to request an emergency meeting of the United Nations Security Council. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.